الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسجد بيت كل تقي وتكفل الله لمن كان المسجد بيته بالروح والرحمة والجواز على الصراط إلى رضوان الله وإلى الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, His tawfiq, His shafqat, His kindness, and once again we have been given this opportunity of experiencing Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, that is this Mubarak month of Ramadan. The Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions in his kitab, such was the anticipation in the lives of the Salafi Salihin, our pious predecessors, for this month of Ramadan, فَكَانُوا يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى سِتَّةَ أَشْهُرَ أَنْ يُبَلِّغُهُمْ شَعْرَ رَمَضَانِ. That 6 months before Ramadan, 6 months before the month of Ramadan, they would already start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah should cause them to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the anticipation that Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show for this month. That already from Rajab, the dua is manqul, ma'thur, narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the starting of Rajab would make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. That Allah give us barakat and blessings in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. This is the anticipation Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed, the anticipation the Salaf al-Salihin showed. What is the preparation, what is the cognizance that Allah Himself gives to this month? Mentioned in the riwayat, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That from the hilal of last year's Eid, 1 year ago, from the hilal of last year's Eid, Allah Ta'ala starts decorating Jannat for the coming of the next Ramadan. And finally, when this moment dawns of the month of Ramadan, حَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ. A wind starts blowing from underneath the Arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira, as a result of which the handles of the palaces of Jannah start clattering. The rivers and the streams of Jannah start flowing. The leaves of the trees of Jannah start blowing. And a beautiful melodious sound is created as a result of this. And when Jannah itself hears the sound, then Jannah starts making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukana. That, O Allah, grant us in this month those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would spend this month in such a manner that they become the residents of Jannah. And the Hura'een, the beautiful damsels, maidens of Jannah, when they hear the sound, they also start making dua. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. That, O Allah, let there be amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam those who will conduct themselves in this month in such a manner that you perform their nikah with us. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. But if Allah ta'ala wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala would not have given them this month of Ramadan. This is that ummah, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومًا. This is that ummah upon which the special and selected mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descended. The ummah of Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the ummah of Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the ummah of Tajidari Madina, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, my respected brothers, if you look around us throughout the world, this ummah is going through great difficulty, great hardship, great strife, great persecution. However, what we have to realize is that throughout the annals of history, difficulties, hardship, strife, persecution, qurbani, sacrifice, this was always the lot of the people of Iman. The qawms and the nations of the past also underwent difficulty and hardship. But we find in the Quran of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mention of the Bani Israel and the mention of Musa alayhi salam occurs more than any other Nabi. In 28 juz of the Quran, out of the 30 juz of the Quran, there is mention of Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. Because this is nuskha, prescription from Allah. That whatever problem, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship there is to come in front of us, the owner of the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرِّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. All these verses of the Quran, one principal message, that in the heavens and the earth, no harm or benefit can come to any people, any nation, any individual without the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. It is His kingdom, it is His dominion, it is His Raj, it is His rulership upon the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وفي الأرض إله. He is the إله of the heavens, He is the إله of the earth. Difficulties, hardships, persecution. We are looking around us, what is the solution? Which direction must this ummah turn? Unfortunately, my respected brothers, majority of us are trying to address our difficulty, our hardship, having taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation. We are looking in other directions. And as long as we will look in other directions, as long as we will move away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as we will move away from the message of the Quran, then instead of our problems being solved, our problems will get worse and worse and worse. It is Allah's sunnah and Allah's system that is running the heavens and the earth, not the system of any government or any army or any technology. It is Allah's system, Allah's sunnah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ Allah will never move away from His sunnah. This ummah has to come back to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah has to come back to the Quran, then only the conditions will change. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whatever halat and conditions came upon the Bani Israel, the Qawm of Musa alayhi salam, the same conditions will come upon my ummah. He said, you will follow the Bani Israel hazwan nali bin nal. This is an Arabic expression. When you follow somebody, one is to just go behind him. The other is to follow him so meticulously and so carefully that wherever he puts his foot in the ground, put your foot in the same position. So he said like that, hazwan nali bin nal. My ummah will follow the Bani Israel, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. To this extent that Rasulullah ﷺ said that if in the Bani Israel someone commits incest with his mother, then in my ummah also someone will do that. To that extent. And that is why Allah Ta'ala mentions that ummah, the ummah of Musa ﷺ and the Bani Israel, more than any other ummah in the Quran. So that this ummah takes the sabak and lesson, that nuskha and prescription which Allah showed that ummah, this ummah is to come onto that. 70,000 of the newborn male children of the Bani Israel were slaughtered by Fir'aun. Their women were enslaved. Such persecution and hardship came upon them that it boggles the mind. What was the solution? What message did Musa alayhi salam come with? What was the way that Qawm, the Bani Israel, was shown by which they can come out of their problem? Nowadays when the Jamaat is striving, knocking on the doors of people, saying, bhai, come to the masjid, make the masjid abad, establish the amal of masjid, come on to Kalima and Namaz, Kalima and Namaz. And what we say? You people are too simple. Bring complex solution. This is too simple solution. How can all the problems facing this entire ummah be solved through Kalima Namaz? Because we are so-called enlightened thinkers. We are so-called intelligent people. Lot of degrees attached to our name, so we are always looking for complex solution. Solution is not complex. Solution is simple.
فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Come back to Allah. Knock the door of Allah. Make the house of Allah abad. Make the masjid abad. This was the message that the Qawm, the nation of Musa a.s. was given. اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ Kalima nama, same thing. What did Allah Ta'ala command of Bani Israel? Make every home a masjid. Establish the amal of masjid in every home. اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ and establish salah. The armies of Fir'aun and the might of Fir'aun and the technology of Fir'aun and of any other form or nation, come back to Allah and Allah will remove your difficulty. So this emphasis of masjid, this emphasis of linking and attaching oneself to the masjid, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this to such an extent for his ummah, that on the one hand, such was the rahmat, such was the mercy, such was the shafqat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala in his Quran describes the kindness and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with two of his sifat, with two of his attributes. When Allah Ta'ala speaks of himself in the Quran, Allah says, Inna Rabbakum la Ra'ufur Rahim. That your Rabb Allah is Ra'uf and Rahim. Your Rabb Allah is very kind and very merciful. And your Nabi, what is Quran saying? Wabil mu'minina Ra'ufur Rahim. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his ummah is Ra'uf and Rahim. The sifat which Allah gives himself, Inna Rabbakum la Ra'ufur Rahim. The same sifat of Ra'uf and Rahim, Allah says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil mu'minina Ra'ufur Rahim. Such mercy, such shafqat, such kindness. Yet, look at the manner in which he emphasized the importance of masjid. The manner in which he emphasized the importance of salah wa jamaat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَرٍ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, I desired that I should tell the youngsters to gather firewood, and I would go to the homes of those people of my ummah who are making salah in their homes and not in the masjid. And what does Ra'ufur Rahim, bil mu'minina Ra'ufur Rahim, what does Rahmatul Lil Alameen say? He said, I desire to burn those homes. Burn those homes of those ummatis of mine who are making salah in their homes and not making salah in the masjid. This was the extent to which abadi of masjid was emphasized by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This masjid is not an ordinary place. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Nabi Abbas said, the most beloved places on the surface of the earth is the masjid, and the most hated place is the bazaar. In fact, according to one riwayat, Allah Ta'ala will protect the masjid from the zalzala of Qiyamah also. That manzal and that scene when Nafkha-e Ula takes place, and Israfil will blow the trumpet for the first time, that which Quran describes, اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت يسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعين. How many places in the Quran Allah describes the utter destruction that will occur when the Zalzala of Qiyamah will come? But it is mentioned in the riwayat that when the Zalzala of Qiyamah comes, just before that, those pieces of ground on the earth in which there is masjid, these pieces of ground will lift up and they will begin a safar and a journey. They will go to Baytullah in Makkah Mukarrama, from there to Medina Munawwara, from there to Baytul Muqaddas, and from Baytul Muqaddas all the pieces of ground of the surface of the earth in which there is masjid will be taken to, and will be taken up to the heavens and put into Jannat. The pieces of ground of the masjid will be protected from the zalzala of Qiyamah. Such is the value of masjid, because masjid is Allah's kingdom, masjid is Allah's Raj. It's mentioned about Harun Rashid. He was a Khalifa, ruling three continents, one ruler, one Khalifa. From Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Istanbul, from Baghdad right up to Senegal in North Africa. Three continents, one ruler. When he would see a rain cloud, he would say, "Umturi haythu shi'ta wa sayujba ilayya kharajuki." Rain wherever you want, the produce of your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom. One day he got angry with his wife, and in that anger, he told her, "If by tomorrow morning, if by daybreak, if by Subah Sadiq of tomorrow, you are still in my kingdom, then three talaqs I give you." A lot of people nowadays, because of lack of knowledge, they get into a josh, they get angry, the talaq, 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 and after that they go to the mufti. Mufti says, "Very sorry, make the three into one." The three can't become one. The normal mufti doesn't work, then they go to a grand mufti. They say, "Paisa phek tamasha dek." In English they have an expression, "Grand is thousand," so give 1,000 and the mufti will give you fatwa. Like one person, he went all over, he had given three talaqs, didn't know what to do. He goes by the, he finds one grand mufti. So the mufti says, "Don't worry, the talaqs haven't fallen. It's okay, you can stay with your wife." She says, "How come?" So he said, "When you said talaq, you didn't say with a qaf, you said with a kaf. So it's okay." So when the proper mufti heard about it, he said, "Tell him his nikah didn't take place also. Because when he said qabool kiya, he didn't say with a qaf, he said with a kaf. No, nakakhtuha wa qabiltuha." So in any case, Harun Rashid gave his wife three talaqs. "If you are in my kingdom by tomorrow morning, three talaqs." Now he's worried, what must do? He regretted it, gathered all the ulama. That is there some solution? So they said, "Yes, there is a solution. Take her out of your kingdom by tomorrow morning." At that time there was no Concorde jet. There was no aeroplane. Three continents. Fastest mode of transport was camel or horse. How is she going to be out of his kingdom by the next morning? He said, "Sorry, by tomorrow morning three talaqs will fall." So then he asked the people, "Is there any students of Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Ali, amongst you all?" So there was one student, his name was Yaqub. Later on he came to be known as Abu Yusuf, Rahmatullah Ali, very famous alim. That time he wasn't famous, he was an ordinary. His father used to wash clothes, poor person. So they said, yes, there is one Yaqub, send for him. He said, send for him. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi comes. He says, I told my wife there's 3 talaq. If you are still in the kingdom of Harun by tomorrow morning, is there any solution for me? He said, very simple, yes, there is a solution. The other ulama are shocked. What solution he's talking about? There's no Concorde, no jet. He said, tell her to spend the night in the masjid. Tell her to spend the night in the masjid so that tomorrow morning at daybreak she is in the masjid. Because the masjid is not in the kingdom of Harun. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah says the masjid belongs to Allah. The masjid does not belong to any khalifa or any king. The poor person, the rich person, the ruler, the pauper, in the masjid everyone is equal. Why? Because the Raj and kingdom of the masjid is the Raj of Allah. And the parwarish and the foundation of this ummah took place on the basis of masjid. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ وَوَجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah says, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what did Allah do with Ibrahim alayhi salam? Wife and child was separated from elderly father. That entire, there's no time to go into the detail. But we know the history, we know the tariq of the rebuilding of Baytullah. That Ibrahim alayhi salam's wife Hajar, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, they were left fi wadin ghayri zi zara inda baytika al-muharram, left in a valley without vegetation, left in Makkah Mukarrama, not the Makkah of today, the Makkah of 4,000 years ago. Solitary woman and child left. And through that sacrifice, through that separation, the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. The foundation was planted of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an Ummah that is going to come, who will leave their wives for the sake of Allah's deen, who will leave their wives and children and stand in the way of Allah for the sake of Allah's deen. The foundation, the Bismillah of that Ummah was laid by the separation of this Nabi from his wife. And on that Qurbani, Allah caused Baytullah to be rebuilt. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The first house on the surface of the earth was Baytullah, was the house of Allah. And in the shade of Baytullah, Allah gave Zamzam. In the shade of Baytullah, Allah destroyed the army of Abraha. In the shade of Baytullah, the sabak was given to the Ummah that the parwarish, the nourishment and the protection and the ghaibi nusrat of Allah will come on the basis of masjid. That masjid must be established throughout the entire world, so that like how the lights are shining because of the contact with the powerhouse. If the wiring is right, then you put the switch on, the lights will come on. If there's no wiring and there's no contact, you can carry on pressing the switch, no lights will come on. So like that, the link, the wiring has to take place with Baytullah. That every masjid has the link with Masjid al-Haram. That is why Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went on hijrat from Makkah Mukarrama, wherever he went, the first thing he did was the establishment of masjid. In Quba, during the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he reaches Quba, the mashur famous riwayat is that he spent 14 days in Quba. There is even one riwayat that he spent 4 days in Quba. When he reached Quba, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's camel sat down in a certain spot. So he said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, then move the camel. Abu Bakr tried to move the camel refused to move. Then he said to Umar, move the camel. Umar tried to move the camel, refused to move. Then he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, move the camel. When Ali radiallahu anhu went close, the camel jerked to such an extent that Ali ran back. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this camel has been commanded by Allah.
on the spot a masjid must be established. And the masjid of Quba was built, the masjid al-Usrisa ala taqwa, min awwal yawmin ahakku an taquma fi. The masjid of Quba was built at that spot. And then when he went to Medina Munawwara again, first thing masjid was established. When it came to the time to establish the Qibla direction of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every veil, every boundary between Makkah and Medina was removed. Kaabatullah came in front. And in the direction at that time, Kaabatullah first and then Masjid al-Aqsa, the Qibla direction of Masjid al-Nabawi was established. So that this ummah can understand the importance of masjid, the importance of the amal of masjid, the importance of the abadi of masjid. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Quran tells us, Quran is telling us, Hadith is telling us what? That person who will make masjid abad, that person whose heart will be attached to the masjid, that individual who will bring the amal of masjid alive, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives dawa and testimony. فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. He has iman. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ كَالسَّمَكِ فِي السَّمَاءِ فِي الْمَاءِ. The example of a mu'min, the example of a mu'min in the masjid is like a fish in the water. Fish in the water is calm. If you take it out, what happens? It starts gasping. Whole body starts shaking. Wants to go back into the water. وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ كَالطَّيْرِ فِي الْقَفَسِ. And the example of a munafiq, example of a munafiq in the masjid is like a bird in the cage. The moment you open the door, the bird is gone. I remember a few years ago when Jamaat came to South Africa, they gave a very nice example. They said, one was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you went to the house of a sahabi, knock on the door, why, where so and so? The wife will respond from behind the door that he's not here. Where is he? So the response will come, he's gone to the marketplace. He's gone to the bazaar. When will he be back? He said, just now. He's gone just buy a few things, he'll be back just now. Just wait a few minutes. Another day you go knock on the door. Where is so and so? He's gone to the masjid. When will he be back? He's gone to the masjid. Some jamaat may have come. There may be a need for some delegation to go in the path of Allah. He may be dispatched. So what response he will give? I don't know when he will come. Might be gone for very long. Turn the clock 14th century front to this day and age. Or knock on the door, by where so and so? He's gone masjid. When will he come? Just now. Imam sahab will make salam, he'll be back here just now. Another day, knock on the door, where so and so? He's gone marketplace, bazaar. When will he come? Allah knows best. Some deal may come, new container may come. Might want to go and do a business deal somewhere else. I don't know when he'll come. The whole tarteeb of the ummah has changed. The time of Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort upon the hearts of sahaba ikram that the entire tarteeb and sequence of their lives revolved around the masjid. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Himself says, Allah says, Buyuti, Buyuti fil ardil masajid. My houses
on the surface of this earth are the masjid. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Those who will make the masjid abad, they are the guests of Allah. They are the guests of Allah. And then what does Allah say? Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quote the words of Allah, Fatuba, Fatuba, liman tatahhara fi baytihi. Mubarak, glad tidings to that person who will make wudu at home. And then what should the hadith have said? Thumma ata ila al-masjid, thumma kharaja ila al-masjid, thumma zara al-masjid. Hadith should have said, he made wudu at home, then he went to the masjid, or he came to the masjid, or he visited the masjid. But Allah doesn't say that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah says, Mubarak, glad tidings, to the one who makes wudu at home, thumma zarani, then he comes to visit me. Then he comes to make my ziyarat. فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Allah says it is haq. It is the right of that person upon me that I should make his ikram. Why? Because he is my guest. إِنَّ لِلْمَسْجِدِ أَوْتَادَ. إِنَّ لِلْمَسْجِدِ أَوْتَادَ. Allah Rasul said that in my ummah, there will be some people. This word otad is the plural of the word watad. Watad means the peg. Sometimes when you're putting a tent up, you take the metal peg and knock it into the ground. It is firm. You cannot just remove it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are some people of my ummah who will be the pegs of the masjid. They will be the pegs of the masjid. Inna lil masjidi otada. What is their maqam? What is their status? Sometimes when you hear some great alim or some great buzurg or some very pious person, some wali of Allah has come, then what we say, let us go and sit in the sohbat of that person. Let us go and sit in the sohbat of that pious person, we will benefit. Allah's Rasul says, in my ummah, there will be some people who are the pegs of the masjid. What is their maqam? Al-Malaikatu Julasa'uhum. Al-Malaikatu Julasa'uhum. You and I, what we say, let us go and sit in the sohbat of that pious person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the Malaika of Allah say to one another, let us go and sit in the sohbat of that person. Al-Malaikatu Julasa'uhum. In Ghabu Iftaqaduhum. When he is absent, when he is not there in the masjid, they go looking for him. وَإِنْ مَرِضُوا عَادُوهُ. And when he becomes sick, the malaika go to visit him. Such is the maqam of those who will make the masjid abad. إِنْ مَرِضُوا عَادُوهُ. When he becomes sick, the malaika go to visit him. Sa'd bin Mu'az, رضي الله تعالى عنه. When he became sick, Allah's Rasul went to visit him. Sahaba said, when he entered the house of Sa'd bin Mu'az, he was walking on tiptoe. And finally, he reached one point where he shrunk his whole body and sat. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? He said, so many malaika have come to visit Sa'd bin Mu'az that there was no space for me to walk. Few angels shrunk their wings to give me space to come close to him. إِنْ مَرِضُوا عَادُوهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي حَاجَةٍ عَانُوهُمْ. And if there is some hajat, some need, which has taken this person away from the masjid, then the malaika of Allah go to assist him to finish his work so that he can come back to the masjid. الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتُ كُلِّ تَقِيِّ. Allah Rasul said that the masjid is the home of every person of taqwa. The person is making masjid abad. This is the proof of iman. This is the proof of taqwa. وَتَكَفَّلَ اللَّهِ لِمَنْ كَانَ الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتَهُ. Allah Rasul said that person who will make the masjid his house. Today what we are doing, we're making houses elsewhere. Properties elsewhere. Nabi Sallallahu said, the one who will make the masjid his house, his life will revolve around the masjid. Allah becomes his kafil. Allah becomes his guarantor. Allah takes upon himself. Allah is Zamin of what? That Allah will give him the gardens of Jannah. Allah will give him his mercy. Allah will take him across the full sirat. And Allah will put him into Jannah if he will make the masjid his house. Takaffal Allah. Allah becomes his kafil and his guarantor. This abadi of masjid is not an ordinary thing. You find that respected brothers, Bukhari Sharif riwayat in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara, in the middle of the night there used to be one azan that was given. Up till today, to keep that sunnah alive, there is an azan that is given in Makkah and in Madinah 1 hour before tahajjud, 1 hour before Fajr. Generally those that go for Umrah, they say tahajjud azan. This tahajjud azan is incorrect. There is no such thing as azan for tahajjud. That azan is because of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nowadays it is given 1 hour before Fajr. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara, that azan used to be given in the middle of the night. And clearly it is mentioned in the riwayat, what was the purpose of that azan? Those sahaba that had spent the first half of the night in the masjid, when that azan used to be given, they would go home. And the sahaba that were spending the first half of the night at home, when that azan was given, they used to go to the masjid. So that half the night of every madani sahabi was spent in the masjid, half at home. Half the day in the masjid, half the day in the marketplace or wherever it was. So that the minimum tarteeb, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, minimum tarteeb of madani sahaba in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was half day masjid, half day at home, half day in the marketplace, half night masjid, half night at home, and from the rest of the year, minimum 4 months out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to say that if the ummah today will come onto this tarteeb, which our elders are saying, 4 months every year, and then 8 hours daily to the masjid to establish the amal of masjid, then there is hope, there is umid, there is tamanna from Allah that Allah will raise us in the rank of sahaba. Why? Because we imitated the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, there is no complex solution, simple solution. This ummah has to come back to the masjid, make the masjid abad, and go person to person, gali to gali, door to door, individual to individual, and bring one person to the house of Allah. Attach one person with Allah. Bring one person into this environment of masjid. Like Bani Israel were told, اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَاقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Allah broke the might of Fir'aun. Allah broke the back of Batil. In this day and age also, Allah will break the back of Batil. Allah will cause the wind of Hidayat to flow to the four corners of the world. The solution is that the masjid has to become abad. This ummah has to link and attach itself to the masjid. These 5 amal of masjid, that muzakirah which we've heard over and over again, respected brothers, do not take this lightly. In this, Allah has set the raaz, the secret, the solution to every problem and difficulty that is facing the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of us make niyat, inshallah, that with pabandi, through the barakah of the month of Ramadan, and from now, inshallah, with pabandi, we will come onto tarteeb of madani sahaba, 4 months every year in the path of Allah, and from the remaining time, at least 8 hours every day to the masjid. All of us ready for this, inshallah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.